This is TC Tolbert, and you're listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus community here on KXCI. Today, I'm in the studio with Sara Gonzalez. Hey, Sara.
Hello! I'm like, I'm queer, y'all!
That's right, that's right.
Sometimes I realize how much that can feel like it gets erased. Mm. And so when I'm in queer spaces, I feel that affirmation and having that recognized. Mm. Sometimes I don't realize it until I'm in like intentionally, specifically queer space. We're going to talk about LGBT stuff and here's our guest. I'm like, yeah!
That's me. That's like, you. I experience you as a pretty joyful person.
I'm very joyful and happy, and I am also very dark. I was talking with one of my friends recently. There's like a quote that says something like, you embrace the darkness, I was born in it. I was like, yeah! It's both of those things. Mm-hmm. And I find that for me, I'm always feeling like I should only be one or the other. And so folks are either like, oh, Sara's, she got everything together. I'm like, I'm holding on by a thread. How do I talk about those things for multiple reasons? I work with a lot of queer youth. So queer youth don't think like, oh, this is just like a thing you're trying to attain to be this happy place. I'm like, no, it's how we navigate it. It is very rough. And also we can be really joyful. So how do we showcase both of those things? I'm trying to find the joy in vulnerability. As a queer woman of color, thinking about vulnerability, of course, is a way to stay safe, to shut it down, to only give it in small spurts to certain people, to control it. But queer joy is like letting go of some of those things. For me, and I can only speak for myself, of course, that is very scary. I'm like, I would love to have the privilege of letting go and being, you know, queerfully joy all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I can get sassy about it, but I have to really intentionally do that work and build my support structure. And so then I can breathe a lot of joy into very small things. I'm always just trying to navigate those two things. Sometimes I'll do it in very small ways of like, oh, I'm going to wear very bright pink nail polish and I'm going to hate it for a month. But then I'll be like, okay, you don't have to wear it if you don't. You can go back to wearing black nail polish. But just trying those things on, right? And that's a very simplistic example. But how does it start informing the way in which you get to be free? You and I were talking like queer joy just in its own creation, queer joy in response to trauma, mm-hmm. queer joy in figuring out how we're different from the heteros. And so what do all those things mean? And when do we get the freedom to explore those things? How do we talk about where privilege becomes a part of it? I'm like, oh, yeah, I have privilege to take some time and look at it with all the different iterations of it. So what is queer joy really? And how do we manifest it? And how do we honor it? And how do we hold it both as a survival tool and also just a way to start from somewhere that is rooted in queerness and just be about that, being yourself, enjoying and loving other queer people, uplifting other queer people. What do those things look like and how can we intentionally grow them?
Thank you so much.
Thank you!
You have been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus community and spreading joy, queer joy in particular.
Sunshine!
Thank you, Sara Gonzalez. This is TC Tolbert on KXCI.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.